Toronto, Toronto Scepters goaltender Kristen Campbell hopes her first win in a month and only her third of the season is a sign she's in for a second-half turnaround in the Professional Women's Hockey League. Campbell stopped 16 shots in the Scepters' 3-1 win over the Boston Fleet on Friday in front of 8,124 fans at Coca-Cola Coliseum. The 27-year-old Campbell was a big reason Toronto claimed the inaugural regular season title a year ago. She led the league with 16 victories that included a personal 11-game win streak. But in the first half of the 2024-25 campaign, she lost her number one status to Reagan Kirk. "It's been a challenge this season," Campbell, from Brandon, Man, said. Boston's lone goal came from Megan Keller's high pinpoint shot early in the second period to tie the game at 1-1. "This was a great team win," Campbell said. "I haven't been happy with my play this season. I wanted to keep it simple." The Scepters will play their third game in 6 days with an afternoon outing in Edmonton at Rogers Place against the Ottawa Charge on Sunday. They then will endure 3 more road games to finish out February. Soupy was confident and composed, Scepters head coach Troy Ryan said. "With the busy schedule, you want to be able to tap both goalies. It's a good situation to be in." With the crowd chanting, "Pizza, pizza," Emma Woods fired home the eventual winner with 20 seconds remaining in the second for the surging Scepters' third straight win and sixth consecutive game gaining at least a point. Toronto has a promotion for home games that if it scores a goal in the final minute of the second period, each fan can show their ticket at a local pizza chain the following day for a free slice. "They deserve it," Woods said. "They show up every game." Toronto, 6-1-4-6, was in last in the six-team league 3 weeks ago but now occupies third place, 4 points ahead of the Fleet. 4-3-2-6, Jesse Compher and Emma Malte scored the other Toronto goals. The Scepters outshot the visitors 28-17, holding Boston to only 3 shots in the third period. Campbell's Boston counterpart, Erin Frankel, made 25 stops. Frankel, the goaltender for the United States national team, entered the game on a 5-game win streak with a 1.16 goals against average during her stellar run. Malte scored first, dribbling a shot over Frankel's pad early in the opening period. Fleet defender Keller drifted a pinpoint shot into the top corner to pull her club even 4:58 into the middle frame. Keller's second period goal was her fifth, pushing her into the goal-scoring lead among PWHL defenders. Compher scored a late-game power play marker. Daryl Watts saw her 5-game point streak come to an end. But her game-high 6 shots on goal increased her lead-leading total to 58 in 17 outings. "She was dangerous every time she touched the puck," Ryan said. Watts's best opportunity came 18 seconds after Woods's critical goal went off the rush and from in close with 2 seconds remaining in the second period Frankel made a massive stop on the Toronto forward. The home team has won the last 7 meetings between Toronto and Boston. "Next time we're back here in the playoffs we'll take one," Boston head coach Courtney Kessel said. JPG, caption. Toronto Scepters goaltender Kristen Campbell, 50, stops Boston Fleet's Teresa Schaffzahl, 37, as Scepters' Rylland McKinnon, 55, defends during first period PWHL hockey action in Toronto on Friday, February 14, 2025. The Canadian Press, Arlen McCattery 2.